Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here on Oklahoma Farm Report with a look at today's markets through the eyes of Justin Lewis. He offers his analysis of the livestock and grain markets from KISS Futures in just a moment.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 450 fall bred heifers and 30 bulls. Chris has got one of the top reputation herds in the country for productive, successful genetics. For more information, go to www.blackherfordranch.com or give them a call, 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 11th.
The cattle futures today were mixed here. We had one green contract, the June live cattle, up 37 cents at 121.15. That was nearly a dollar off the high of 122.10. But August and Feb and October were all down about 60 to 65 cents. So the only, like I said, the only green one was the June live. Choice midday was up 31 cents at 224.41. So that's been steadily hanging in here for quite some time. Feeder cattle today were on the downside, 50 lower in August, 30 lower in September, and then October 75 lower. Yesterday's volatile outside day where the market traded higher than the previous high and lower than the previous low brought some people expecting even more volatility today and hoping that it would break out and give us some sense of direction, but we didn't. We had an inside day from yesterday. We're still below the 50-day moving average on the the August feeder cattle. That's at 147.64. Going back a year now, it's been in a downtrend. It doesn't look like at this time that anything has really changed. It's also partly pressured on the feeder cattle by corn prices, which continue to move higher, which we'll talk about next. Grain markets continue to impress here with a long rally we've been having. July corn was up a quarter cent, 427.5, a half cent off the high. December corn up 3 at $4.33. That market looks similar to what it did last June. It rallied last June at about mid-June from 390 up to about 470 and then sold right back off by the end of July. This rally, if you go back to the end of March, has rallied from about 350 to 420, so 427. So another really strong rally. If weather is normal from this point out and the growing season doesn't have any real scares, it could return back to maybe the $4 level that seems to be the average. Beans rallied as well, mostly in the November new crop beans. They're up 12.25 in November at 11.18. That was on the high. In July beans were only up 4.5, 11.42¾. And then the wheat, Kansas City July at 4.75 at 4.86. That market continues to rally, even though yields have been coming in nicely. It seems like all of western Oklahoma at this point has had somewhat good yields, but that market's rallied about 35 cents off its lows. Of course, that's welcome as we are near break-even prices.
Thank you, Justin. Justin Lewis with KISS Futures. You can talk about these markets with Justin by giving him a call at 877-431-9885. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.